Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jam. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. Hey, out there, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it is finding out Friday. And guess what? At approximately 7:58 and a half, I felt a rumble. We had a earthquake, small. So if it comes back again and we have to head to the hills, we'll see you next week because we do protect ourselves over here. But just listen out. Be mindful. We're all protected here. I just wanted to share that with you. And today we have our nature queen coming on with us, talking about the power of habits. You know, everything is done with a habit. And in order to get things done, we have to have determination. That is actually key. When your determination changes, everything else will bring. Begin to move in the direction you desire. The moment you resolve to be victorious, every nerve and fiber in your being will immediately orient itself toward your success. On the other hand, if you think this is never going to work out, then that is the instant every cell in your being will be defeated and give up the fight. And then everything really will move in a direction of defeat. We don't believe in defeat here. We're about the education, unification, and collaboration. We're here to inspire you. We make everything possible here. And before we get started, I want to give another congrats to Mark Whitley Thomas and his wife. There is a new health and wellness center on the campus of Charles Drew. What I like about Mark Whitley Thomas, he sees it, he speaks it, and he bees it, okay, if that's a proper thing to say. And in order to do that, he has to have determination, and he has to have care for the communities. This center is structured out, providing food, providing mental health for the communities and also the staff and residents on that campus. You know, when you change, change happens when you are determined to make the change, but you have to pay attention and see what's needed. And I have to say kudos to him because he always sees. But not only does he see, he speaks about it, and he also gets it done. You know, unity without harmony, it creates no peace. Unification with action create victories. And that's what we're basically about over here. And before we get going, I'd like to say again, it is Find It Out Friday. We have to make these changes. Changes must be made. And in order to make a change, you have to be determined. In order to do that, you have to have determination. You have to be focused. You have to stay balanced. And with all this stuff going on, it's a bit hard, but we can do it. We can make the impossible possible.
I was born by the river in a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. So now I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
We have our nature queen, Carmelita, on with us. And you know, she's all about the nature. She's going to be talking about the power of habits. Carmelita, are you on the air? We're waking up with Linda McShann to care and share with us today.
Yes, I am. I'm here, and I'm saying hello to everyone out there.
Carmelita, thank you. You know, I know you've added some additional responsibilities onto your schedule. I appreciate you taking a break. Carmelita's going back, getting that paper, getting that higher education in psychology. And God, we know we need it out here with all these mental pressures that we're having. Our communities need you, because I understand that those books that are written sometimes is only set up for a few people, but you're going to get in there and make that change, and I know it. I am so proud of you, and thank you for taking this break and coming on to Care and Share with us. So I'm just going to sit back over here and let you talk about the power of these habits.
Yes, yes. We're talking, the last song was talking about a change is going to come. And, you know, I was sitting back thinking, what should I talk about today? And I thought, with my new experience going back to school, definitely revealed to me that I'm not in the same 20-year-old, and that my habits, the things that I do on a daily basis, really have one of the most significant roles in my ability to achieve and to achieve my goals and to get to that success mark. So I thought that it would be a great way to share with the audience today. And a question that I wanted to propose is, has anyone notice that Barack Obama wears nothing but gray and blue suits? Yeah, that's I guess according to him, even he only wears gray and blue suits. And then when I started to pay attention, I noticed that. But he has a rationale behind that, and he's saying that he's a busy man. He has high stake decisions to make. He cannot go focusing on what is he going to wear, what is he going to eat. And I think that that is a very powerful statement, because it falls in line with something with the psychology behind making choices and decisions and being effective in life. And in that, what he's saying is, you know, he has to make these decisions. And so research shows each decision that we make and that we have to use our brain power for, it then diminishes our ability for the next decision. So in other words, the more decisions that we have to make and that we have to be cognitive of and use our consciousness, it diminishes our focus. So the theory that some researchers and psychologists have come up with and believe in is that the more we automate things, the more we focus in on habits, things that are habitual and that do not require thinking, the better off we are in life, and the more we can use our brain power, that unused brain power that they say we have, to really get to the meat of the things that we want to focus on and achieve. So in other words, the more important things, the bigger rocks, the bigger things to do. And I found that to be rather interesting, because then as I started to journey in this idea of habits, things are automated, I thought about my own personal routines. And it's so true. When I get up in the morning, there definitely are some things that are habitual. Are they all beneficial? No, some of them are not. But the ones that are, I realize, wow, when I think about how I have a routine in the shower, and when I get out of the shower, there's a certain order that I have. And when I deviate from that order, it really does throw me off my game and my day. And it could be something as simple as putting my lotion on before the shea butter, whereas really I put my shea butter on first and then the lotion. And the deep part of that is it frees me up. It frees me up to what? Focus on my meditation. That's a little more important than what order am I going to put my lotion on. It frees me up to pray to my higher power and to really get the spiritual food that I need in the morning. But we are creatures of habit, that's definitely been said. And with that, I just think that this is a great time to really focus in on our habits. I think a lot of people, especially with the COVID situation where a lot of us were locked down in 2020, and even today we're still kind of on a smaller scale in terms of operating in the world. And I think a lot of people have noticed that their habits, you know, they're having to really pay attention more to their habits. And some people could easily say that they're sleeping too much, they're watching too much mindless TV, or eating foods that just don't benefit. And it doesn't even have to be anything negative. It could be that you notice you are very productive in the morning, and this is your time. So you really get things done if you get it done before 6 a.m. when all the rest of the family wakes up. So we're talking about the power of habits. And research also shows that in this quest to be the best you can be, and in this quest to get a sheer mental focus by forming these habits, it's best to do it early on, for one. So we should have been making that happen as children. So they say all the way back to as a child, you should be implementing things that are healthy for you, because you know, habits are kind of hard to break, even though it's been found that our brains have what's called neuroplasticity, and that just simply means that it can shift. Our brain can change what we, by learning, by reading, life experiences change the way our brain is made up. And so it all becomes important when we talk about how we look into the world and how we formulate these habits. So no one can say what's a good habit for you. No one can decide that. It would be something that each individual needs to decide. But it is said that, you know, waking up, rising early is a good habit for a lot of reasons, because it kind of puts you in the flow, the natural ebb and flow of the world, of nature, of the constellations, which kind of guides us. So that's the esoteric part of it, the high level, where we're talking about the spiritual elements and nature. So we know that in the morning, the sun rises usually sometime around, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., pretty early. The sun starts to rise. And so our natural rhythm should be to rise with that sun. So now, and of course, we know there's such thing as people who do better at night. There's nocturnal animals as well. So it depends on you. But for the most part, if we're talking about formulating good habits, most of us should rise and shine with the sun, get up early, eat something, fuel your body so that you have the necessary energy. And for some, that means eating bowls of fruit and yogurt, or just simply grabbing a cup of green juice, whatever it is for you. And then it has been proven that meditation is a good habit, because it centers you and it said to really get you into a mental focus where you can take on the day. And those are just a couple of good habits: good eating habits, meditation, rising early. And I think that it's just so important in this time again that we begin to focus on how we're going to build ourselves up for the next phase. And we're in this next phase, I think, the new world, the new thing. Right?
New beginnings, as I call it.
The new beginnings. So here we are. I encourage people to, no matter where you are in your journey on this stage called life, and no matter how old you may be or young you may be or how you look at that, we all are on this beginning, this new start. We're on this new journey. And I think that as we say, you know, if we agree that we should start something healthy for ourselves early on, here's the new beginning. Start to do things that you understand would benefit you. So,
totally.
Yeah, I think that's
Well, I'm understanding. I like these ideas of the habit, Carmelita, and you said, you know, childhood habits that are formed. They start at an early age, you know, childhood basics that we're given. They don't go anywhere. That's a habit, too, you know, and when you don't move on that habit or don't go in that way, you're thrown off track, and you remember, let me do this. You know, the basics that we're taught. I just say, just have an appreciation, calling persons back. That's a habit. You know, some people, they've never been taught these things, you know. So unless they are willing to get in and, like you say, early rise and shine with the sun and meditate, the store, whatever it might be. It might be throwing a ping pong ball at the wall. If that's what gets you going, that's your meditation, that's how you go. But I have noticed, I'm an early person, but sometimes I'll sleep in. But I notice that when I'm up early and I get everything out the way, it seems like my day is so much longer. You know, I can do more things to get out there and to rise with that sun. I like the dawn of the morning. You know, when people travel, we were on the highway traveling. I always like to travel at dawn, you know, moving out there when that sun was rising over, you know, guiding me through. So we have, like you say, good and bad habits, and we all have them. But who is to say your habit is good or it's bad? Just as you're stating, that's up to you on what you want to do with it. And the fact that, you know, routines, we have certain routines. I have a routine, and I don't break from it. When I'm out and I'm about, I come in, I strip down, I spray whatever, I wash, I put it in soapy water, and I go wash me in soapy water. Then I go to the next stage. But that's a habit, and I don't break that habit. And if if someone comes in and try to interrupt that, it will throw you if you allow it. But I'm so habit-forming, I don't care if the roof is falling. I'm going to stick to that and do what I have to do, and then I move on from there. Early in the mornings, I will not speak with anyone until I've done my spiritual meditation. That I don't want your energy in here, okay? So I don't pick up the phone. I don't do anything. I do what I have to do spiritually to get me in gear. Then I'll talk to you. And when that doesn't happen, like if you're traveling and you're visiting family or something, it kind of throws you because you have to move on their time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're moving on others' time, you know, they get up, oh, we're getting ready to go, we're going to have breakfast, blah, 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 blah. So some of those normal habits will have to change. You have to adjust it because you're like on someone else's time. But if you've been doing it and it's a regimen for you, it won't throw you too bad. You can deal with it. It might kind of like make you cleanse, you raise your eyebrow because you can't do the way you want to do, but you also have to respect that you're in someone else's home and you're moving on their time. To go on that, but habits are very, very powerful, and with you in school, as we were speaking, it can get a bit hairy, but in order to keep those good habits, you just have to come. I used to have an affirmation. And I still carry that affirmation, and that affirmation is continue to complete. That's all I would say, no matter what, no matter how crazy it got, no matter how tired I got, no matter what I was going through, I would say to myself, continue to complete, because that's your decision. That's the your direction. You're trying to reach that goal, and that's a good habit to not be swayed. You know, there's so many things out there and so many people and so many energies that come in on you. You have to, like I said earlier today, be determined and form those good habits. And no one is to tell you if they're good or bad. It's what works for you. And I am so glad that you're on today to share this with us and remind yourself, and you're getting into that brain power. And that's that, you know, where you have to pull in and do that research, because the brain does change, as you say, and on its own, and not including how others try to change it, okay? But habits do play a role in what you're stating, and I'm going back to that. I never noticed that brown or that blue or gray suit. And I will notice that, and that does make a lot of sense to me, because if you're not wasting time on what to prepare for, you got more time to use that brain power. I have to prepare what I'm going to wear the following day. I have to do it the night before. I cannot get up and say and think about what I'm going to put on. I have to already know. So I don't know if that's my brain telling me you don't want to go into overload, or if that's a good habit, but I can always plan ahead. I put a canvas out there. It's like a canvas, and everything is on that canvas. And I just add those hues of paint on there as the day go, but always leaving a nice white spot for crisis management, as I call it, because that keeps that stress factor down if you do have to switch. But usually it's me that have to do the switching, or if it's an emergency or something, I don't allow anybody to take me off my course. And if they try to, they see another side of me, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's a habit. You have to stay focused. You must have determination in order to keep that powerful habit up. But they are powerful. Habits can make you or break you. That's how powerful they
yeah,
are.
They definitely can. They add small positive. As you add these small positive habits to your life, and you do it in a way that is doable for you, it's manageable for you.
Mm.
Some people have found that it boosts their confidence and their fulfillment in life.
Yes,
and
does.
I think that's so important, especially in a time like now. In a time like now, I feel like never before should self-love and self-introspection, that just means looking into yourself and dealing with the self, that is so powerful. And when you're dealing with self, you have to look for ways to motivate yourself. You have to look for ways to fulfill yourself if you want to love yourself. And in that process, I think healthy habits, are you reading your books? Are you eating your food? Are you taking note of small slices of joy in life? So those things that you love, and for me, that would be just a simple fresh hot cup of coffee in a glass coffee mug. That's a simple joy for me. It brings me so much peace of mind, and it energizes me, and it motivates me for the day.
Mm.
And it just wraps its arms around me, and it gives me that boost to go. So I think each of us have different things that motivate us, that fulfill us, and that all falls in line with our habits. Our habits eventually begin to determine who we are as a person, our personality, our character. And again, those things are all important.
Wow. Well, I know that we've gone through a few changes, and we've gotten deeper in observation with ourselves. In dealing with the new beginnings, as I call it. They call it the new normal. It's nothing normal. I say it's new beginnings. We got to make it normal. And then who is to say what is and what isn't? When I would have notes at home, when working with the kids, I would say I had little things on the name that we're all malfunctioned. We all got functional problems here. Get over it. And normal people scare us, right? Because nothing is really normal. And especially when you're working with the young mind, right? Because that stuff changes moment to moment. But this has been very, very inspiring and educational. And you did bring out that question about the gray and blue suits. I never paid attention to that. But it does make a lot of sense to me. It makes a lot of sense. Even when you're traveling, I like colorful clothes. But that makes your luggage heavy. So you need to take things that will blend in, and that will blend in colors that are mix and match, to make it lighter.
Mm-hmm.
That you learn how to do that, or you learn, even if I'm traveling 6 months from now, I already have a list made. A list is made. And I'm checking it off, because at that time, I don't want to be rushing around. I want to make sure that everything I needed was there. So you make your list and you check off. You got time to do it, depending on, you know, if you're going to travel out there, you want to be ready for it. Sometimes we have emergencies and, you know, you actually don't have time to do that, but if you have an opportunity. So I keep a canvas. I live my life with a canvas, and it's like an art piece every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an art piece. And I say, when somebody comes in and upset it, or when somebody comes in and reveal their true self, I throw that hue of paint up there and mix it on in with that canvas. And then I decide, am I going to eliminate this color, or am I going to deal with it? But I'm looking at everything. So I'm very visual. I have to be visual with everything. If I have a day that I'm going to do, I can tell you each stop I'm going to make. That's a habit. Before I go out the door, I know where I'm going, how long it's going to take me to get there, taking in consideration for the traffic or any blockages, and I just hit it. That's a habit that keeps stress off of me. Like you said, it's healthy. So habits are very, very powerful. And then some we have to change as you go and you mature, or you experience different things. As you say, common leader, you will say, well, you know, before I would have done it like this, but I think I'm going to switch it up now. So that's a habit that you're willing to change, because you've been doing this type of thing forever and forever. But then you step back and look at it and say, I don't think I'm going to do it that way. That is that brain switching up. That's that brain change. They're saying, you're wasting your time on this, or you're wasting this is a waste of time. You know, it's pulling you away from your focus or whatever. And it could be a positive and it could be a negative too, but it's a brain change, as you say. Our brain changes, and it shifts, and we have everything that we need to get done, everything that we have to get done. But we are so gooped up into other stuff that's there and other little stuff that we really shouldn't be worried about. I mean, I speak for myself. I can't tell you what to worry about and what not to worry about. But I can share that if you throw some of that away, you'll have a mind to really pull up that power to make the necessary changes that you have to make. This has been exciting, but you got me a blue suit and a gray suit. I never paid attention to that, but it makes sense. Then you know you got your blue, your socks or your shoes. You already know that the shoes are going to go with whatever. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Instead of packing with 900 suitcases and things of that nature, if you're dealing with blue or gray, you know that's all the colors you have to worry about. And throw some pop tires up in there to pull it out and keep on rolling. That makes a lot of sense. And when did you notice that? Or was that pointed out? How did you find that out, Kamalita? It was just something you were just wondering about.
Yeah, you know, I was just kind of looking up some of the most powerful people in the world and some of the most successful people and some of the things that they do. And hands down, people like LeBron James, Beyonce, and Jay-Z, Barack Obama, Oprah, they all have similar habits where they don't waste a lot of time with the lower level, I'll call it, for the sake of this conversation, the lower level decision making, meaning what am I going to eat? What am I going to wear?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have all of that stuff completely automated. And, of course, we don't have the same access maybe as a Oprah or a Beyonce, but we still have access to good habit forming rituals. And I would have to say 90% of the most powerful and successful people that I've read up on, and they span from any industry, from entertainment to financial to the sports world, just any of that. Those people always have very specific routines and habits that they embark on every single time. Not one of them don't have like a routine or a habit forming schedule that they abide by. So I just think that as I plan for my future, these are people that I would like to model. I don't know them personally, and so I wouldn't be able to say what they do morally, but I can say what they do in terms of achieving success. I find intriguing, and I think that it matters. And these people practice, meaning whatever it is, they form these habits where they go into their office or their creative space or the studio, wherever, and they have habits that they embark on each and every time. And so, yeah, that's my word. I'm preaching to the choir. It's something that I've been working on formulating. One of the things that I'm doing right now is just simply doing, because I love to eat. I'm a foodie. And so in practice, in this effort to formulate habits in everything that I do, I said I'll start with forming a food ritual. Mm. And so far what this ritual entails is just simply when I go to different places now, I'll always try the vegetables. I'm not a big veggie eater. However, in formulating my habit to eat healthier, I decided that anytime I go to a restaurant, and even at home, I eat a lot of salads and things naturally at home, but when I go to a restaurant, I don't do that. So now when I go to a restaurant, the deal with myself is I just have to try one of the vegetables on that menu. And from there, I've noticed that I'm becoming more, and because I've been doing this for a while now, and I've been more open to trying different cuisines, healthier cuisines. I started eating Mediterranean food, which the word Mediterranean in itself just is not appealing to me at all when it comes to food. But I've discovered this Mediterranean diet. People have been on it, but I finally discovered it. And it offers me everything that I am looking for. And the reason I found it is because I was formulating this habit of going to places and trying and being open and willing to try these vegetables. So then I went to this Tsum Tsum, it was called. I'm not, by no means am I advertising the place, but it was called Tsum Tsum. And the name, again, was not appealing, but I was open. And guess what? I discovered one of the best places to eat. They have meat, because I'm still a meat eater. They have meat, and they also have all the veggies, and their vegetables are so delicious. So, yeah, I think that, and I'm happy because now, again, being open and willing, it is enabling me to formulate healthy habits all around the way that I eat, no matter where, whether I'm going to the restaurant or whether I'm eating at home. So, yeah, it's my brain is shifting, and it's due to the fact that I've been willing to repeat this gesture of trying vegetables, and now it's almost becoming second nature. I have vegetables almost with every single meal now, something totally unheard of. So I think when we think about formulating habits, because they are very difficult to change. We know that. A lot of us, again, like we said earlier, we are definitely creatures of habit, and that has been proven by research. So many, even this guy I'm reading up, he's a researcher in philosophy or philosopher. His name is James Woods, and he talks about how we're these creatures of habits and how we don't formulate these habits early on in life. You know, like I said, as young as being in an infant stage, that we risk getting in a zone where we won't make the changes, even though our brain is capable of making those changes. It's just hard for us. So, yeah, I think when we think about habits and formulating new ones and more healthier ones, do something that's fun. too around it. So, like I said, that's why I chose the food thing, because it's I need to change the way I eat, and I also enjoy eating food, and it was just an easy way to make things happen for myself. So, yeah.
Well, they say you can form a different habit if you do it for 45 days straight, actually 30 days straight. Then it becomes, you make that change. It's an automatic change on that. And one thing I like about habit, as you're saying, we are creatures of habits. When you form them, when you say habit to me, I immediately go to focus. It keeps you focused. Your habits are your fuel for keeping focused. It's how you do it. If you, I remember I used to have a youngest, she must have been about 4 years old, and we went to the market, right, in the evening, and she was riding her mom. She was in the car, and she told her mom, "Watch Miss Linda. She's not going to go directly home." She was 4 years old. But she, you know, she knew me well enough to know that I never go directly home from a market in the evening. I have to be able to see who's behind me, and it's just a habit, and I've had that habit since I was a child. And she noticed it, and she was four. I had to laugh. I said, "Well, I'll be." She said, "Mommy, she's not going to go straight home. Watch her." And I looked at her, and I said, "She pays attention to that. She's not going to go straight home. Miss Linda never goes straight home when she leaves the market. She'll drive around."
So, and as you mentioned that about children paying attention, that's another big focus when it comes to habits and why it's so important to formulate good habits, especially if you have those little eyes and minds watching you, because they're definitely watching you, and they're taking it in, and they're learning from you.
They're watching that behavior. That's why it's very important that our behavior is right there, because we're all raised on stage, and and I'm glad that I brought it up, because I never forgot that they watch you. They watch you, but she said, "Miss Linda, Mommy, Miss Linda's not going to go straight home. Or Mommy, don't, and she was about four. I had to say, she really paid attention. Same thing, you know, when you have young ladies, you know, we had a lot of students, and if you're dealing with housing and things, you have students, exchange students. They come in from different countries, right? And they know, but they're still relaxed. And I would always say, put eight names on that mailbox. Put eight names on that mailbox. You do not want anyone to come up and hunt you down and see that you living alone. Put eight names up there and get your answering service. And when you take your car in for repair, give them that number, you know, because, see, these young ladies are vulnerable, right? And I've had experience, you know, with mother. They took the car in, and the mechanic is calling. I'm trying to take them out. No. You give them ASU's number. Don't give them yours. Put everything down. And those are habits. Now, why are they there? I'll give you another example of a habit. And because we traveled so much as young girls, you know, on the road and stuff, you have to be very careful. My great nieces came to visit, and we had put them up in a, you know, they had their suites and stuff. And so we came out, and there was a gentleman in the lobby, but he was sitting in an area that was, nothing was happening, but where he was situated was the elevators had digital on the outside, right? So when we got on the elevator, I said, "Just look to your right." I said, "You see that man down there?" They say, "Yeah." I say, "Why is he sitting down there?" And they look. They say, "Auntie, we don't know." I said, "Okay. He has full eyesight of this elevator. Who gets on it? And the numbers are digital outside. So he knows what floor you get off of, right? I mean, he has no business sitting there, but we don't know why he's sitting there, but I want you to be cautious or something." I said, "So when you get on this elevator, hit your flow and hit about four more flows above it, right? And then you're confused as ass. They say, Auntie, we never would have thought about that. I say, that's why I'm telling you. I say, I don't like the setup, the structure of the elevator. There's no way that these digital numbers should be sticking out like this. Bad, bad business, okay? But no way is he should be sitting down there in a position where he can see everybody getting on these elevators and the floor that they get off of. And they say, we would have never thought of that. I said, I know. You're too busy putting on your lipstick and stilettos and looking all cute and getting ready to go have fun, and you can still do that, but pay attention, okay? And especially when you're traveling. And they never forgot that, you know, and they'll remember it as they go through life because they said, pay attention. And when you're in a lobby, if someone asks you your suite number, your room number, bellman, or anybody else, you cuss them out. Because he's never to ask you that in an open lobby like that, okay? Because you don't know what ears are around. You don't. And so they say, well, Auntie, we're going to have to come and hang out with you more. I say, yeah, well, you being out there on that road and traveling, because I've been on the road ever since I was about 16. I'm out there, okay? And having a thin and crawl under buildings and hop over fences and everything else. Okay, so I'm going to pass it on. Let me pass this torch to you so you won't have to go through that. And that's why, well, as Miyosha Marie comes on, she's what's up. She calls me wisdom. So that's why what's up and wisdom get together. And that's why you're in school to help the community and the ones who miss out on that delicate care of psychology, because those books are not written for everybody, okay? But by you getting in there, you can bring in a different spin on it. And just by that question that you asked, have we ever noticed that Obama only wore gray and blue suits? Now, that one was mind-blower because I never paid any attention. Never. But I will observe that and start observing more and pay attention to others. So we know Oprah and LeBron and Beyonce, and we know they got those habits set. It's drilled in their blood, and it starts at an early age. Those are not things that they gathered overnight. Those are things that were taught to them as children, and they had good examples. Persons putting out good behavior. So you and I and everyone else out there, we got to be the good example. So we're going to keep that in mind. And on that note, Nature Queen, I'm going to say that I would like for you to share with us, we have a few minutes here, returning back to school, what major habit have you changed? Just give me one, since you've had to structure out your study time and your quiet time and don't bother me time, and didn't I tell you don't call me till Sunday time, because that's what you're going to have to do, okay? in order. So what have you structured out on that? Have you set a plan, or does everyone really understand that you cannot be bothered until a certain day? Or are you still bouncing back and forth with that? Share that with us.
Yeah. Well, in terms of my schedule, I've definitely communicated with those who would be concerned, my colleagues, my family and friends. I let them know Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I'm busy from 7 to 10 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays are my day, you know, okay. for grabbing coffee together or handling other outside business. But when the school semester starts, it's Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and people are aware. But in terms of the habit that I have instituted is being a good reader. I've learned that, you know, when I was younger and going through college, I read just enough to pass the test, just enough to get me by.
We know about that.
And so, but now the habit is to read the whole thing, because I need to take it all in and comprehend it all if I'm really going to build the knowledge base where I can say that I'm an expert at it.
Right.
So that's the new hack, is to be a thorough reader.
Okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. And some of those manuals that you get, you look at it, it is no way that you can go page for page. So there's a trick to the trade. And Auntie will take out some time and give you some options there, okay? And it's good to know line to line, like you say, you have to work whatever works best for you. But some of those manuals you're going to get, them 600 pages, you'll look at that sucker and get a headache and won't show back up in that class. But don't let it frighten you, okay? There's a way to get in it and get out of it. And you'll get all the meat that you need. Some of the stuff you will, as you go deeper, you'll never be able to read it page for page. And as we stated, stay ahead of the game. Have questions. If you're supposed to read chapter 1 through 3, read chapter 1 through 4. So when you see that professor, you can ask them questions for the next round. And they'll understand that they better be on their stuff because you're on yours. Okay?
That's it. Yep.
So I'll show you the little tricks. There's some tricks, but there's no shortcuts. There's some tricks, but no shortcuts. Can't take shortcuts. If you try to take shortcuts, you're not doing yourself justice. And you know, I had a lot of classmates that would have other people rewriting their papers and stuff for them, and you write like you talk. And I would tell them, don't you know that professor? No, you didn't write that. She knows how you talk. That paper don't even sound like you. They're not stupid, okay? And you're doing yourself a disjustice because somebody's going to ask you a question and you're not going to be able to answer it because you didn't write that paper. So I learned that lesson years ago. My nieces, they're avid writers, and I was doing something, and they wrote something for me, and I was asked a question and I couldn't answer it. I said, that's it. I'll write it. You will never trap me up again. And they call me to call them a queen, and they be highlighting. I say, look, I write like I talk. So I say, excuse all those comments over there because, you know, I sent them all on. I got them an airline ticket and sent them to Hawaii. So if you catch one out of place, Professor, that's the one that snuck out the suitcase, okay? Yeah. Yeah, you write like you always use your voice. Always. And because those professors can pick it up, they know. They know. And, of course, you're going to be doing a lot of presenting and presentations and stuff, and they know. They know. And if they're a professor that care, they'll jack you up on it, okay? Some of them don't care. Mm-hmm. They're just in there getting a paycheck. But you care. So never do it yourself and suffer the consequences. If it's wrong or if it's not right, you know how to go back in there and fix it. You know, but let no one do that for you because you're not learning that way. And I've seen a lot of my classmates and cohorts do that, okay? But somewhere down in line, they're going to wish they had wrote that topic. Because it's going to come up again.
It's going to come back.
Yeah, it's going to come back up on you. We'll come a leader again. We are proud of you. We are appreciative that you are taking our time to come on and care and share with us. We know what your days are now. We will talk to you whatever time that you can share with us because, you know, sometimes that Wednesday and Friday you have to be prep time for the next week. So as you get deeper off into it, you know, your 2 days that you have will come into 1 day because you're going to have to take that whole day just for you. Just for you. Okay? Just for Karma Leader. Not to mix it up with errands or for nobody else. You will eventually take a day for you. And if you don't want to do nothing but walk around the house with your hair all over your head and scream at the moon, that's what you do. Because that will keep you balanced. Because it's gonna get interesting, but it's not as bad, you know, as people make it think. And you're in that psychology. When I went back to school, I started in art. Then I went to psychology, and I said, you know what? I know what makes my brain tick. This is boring me. I need to get into sociology because, you know, I had to switch it up. But to understand the functions, and the gentleman's name that you called, what was his name, Woods? Is that the, yeah, I'm very familiar with him. But I started in art just to get going again, to find out that I could draw a straight line and stay focused, and then I went into psychology, but I switched into sociology because I'm totally, totally people. But I told the professor, and when I got ready to drop my class, I said, I did not want you to look on the roster and see me gone. So I wanted to come and tell you personally that I am dropping this class, I'm switching over, and this is the reason why, but I appreciate you. You know where I'm going, because now she's still a great mentor of mine, just because I took out time and had good habits learning as a child to go directly to the horse and let them know. Don't let them wonder about it, and let them know that you appreciate them, and everybody wants to hear that. So come lead on that note. We're going to tell you good night. We want you to go kick up, have some fruit and veggies. I will call you and get the name of that place because I love excellent vegetables. I'm a vegetable nut. And perhaps maybe we can sit down and have some veggies together, hopefully. You know, I'm still social distancing, so if there's any changes, we can make it happen. If it ain't no changes, it ain't happening, but you can tell me where that place is, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
We love you. Carmelita, we're going to tell you thank you. We're going to roll out of here. This is Find It Out Friday. This is Nature Queen, and she was telling us about the power of habits. So we all got them, good and bad. But who is to say if they're good and bad? Only you know that. Make the changes that you need to make. Move forward and make the impossible possible. Carmelita, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, and have a wonderful weekend. Nature Queen. Carmelita.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Even if nothing you can overcome, if you dream,
the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live.